Welcome back, Rebecca. I'm Amy. Today, we're stepping into a complicated Australian education controversy, how disability-related evidence and assessment rules can shape school funding, staffing, and the support students receive. At first glance, this can sound like a technical argument about forms, categories, and government budgets, but behind every classification is a practical question. Can a school employ enough learning support staff? Can teachers make appropriate adjustments in the classroom? Can a student access assistance without their family repeatedly having to prove that the need exists? Several distinct issues can easily become tangled together. Federal disability funding is connected to the nationally consistent collection of data on school students with disability, commonly called the NCCD. Schools identify students receiving reasonable educational adjustments, record the level of adjustment, and retain evidence supporting their decisions. That information can influence disability loadings within broader school funding arrangements. When governments tighten evidence standards, review classifications, or strengthen compliance checks, schools may fear losing funds or spending more time documenting support. Meanwhile, the Australian Capital Territory has planned a different approach, moving towards school-wide profiles of disability-related need from 2027. That model is intended to look beyond funding tied narrowly to individual diagnoses, but it raises its own questions about how needs will be measured and resources distributed among schools. There is also a separate dispute involving Hester Hornbrook Academy, an alternative education provider, where an audit and proposed repayment have prompted debate over documentation and funding eligibility. It should not be treated as though it were simply the same policy change. Keeping these strands separate matters. An assessment category is not merely a label. It can affect how need is counted. Documentation is not merely paperwork. It can protect accountability, yet it may also create a burden for educators and families. An audit can guard public money while still producing serious consequences if rules are unclear, newly interpreted, or difficult to apply consistently. The central tension is therefore not whether accountability matters. It is how to design accountability that detects genuine error without discouraging inclusion or withdrawing effective support from students. As we begin, consider this. When evidence rules determine access to resources, how should Australia balance consistency, fairness, professional judgment, and the lived needs of students?